Welcome to the Made to Manifest podcast, your dedicated platform for transforming your mindset to manifest your dreams. I'm your host, Avery MacDonald, and I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you. Are you ready? Let's get into it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So excited you guys are here with me today. I was not planning on sitting down and recording this, but I just had an amazing idea, download, inspiration, whatever you want to call it, come to me. And I think it's going to be so, so helpful for you guys, especially if you are of the creative mind. Okay, what is it? Let's get into it. So, first of all, if you are a creative person and you are here because you want to call in that book deal, or you want to call in X amount of sales for your ceramics that you make, or you want to manifest playing with X band on X stage, or whatever it is, there is a tendency to become attached to that and to tell your body and your mind that you need that thing. And when you tell your mind that you need something, your body interprets it as you need it for survival. And what does it start to do? It starts to go and shut down parts of the brain that are going to help you manifest. If you're telling your body that not having this desire is akin to not having food, water, oxygen, your body starts sending its energy to the vital organs to protect them, often putting you in fight or flight mode. When you're in fight or flight mode and you're stressed out, you cannot access your beautiful manifesting brain. It just shuts down. So ironically, when you're telling your mind that you need this thing, it's actually keeping you further away from your desire. And I think that with creatives, it's so easy to tell yourself that you need this thing to happen because it's attached to your ego, right? You're like, well, in my example, it's like, I need a book deal because if I don't, it actually does feel like my life, not like my life will have no purpose, but it feels like a really big deal because I'm attaching my ego to it, right? Like it means if I don't get a book deal, maybe it means I'm not good enough or I'm not a good enough writer or whatever. You can go through the whole gambit of reasons why you shouldn't have something. So it came to me that all creative people should have something that they're working on that has nothing to do with their creativity, okay? And the reason why is because I want you to practice detachment. Detachment is the key to manifesting everything, you guys. Because like I said, if you're telling your mind that you need something, you're keeping yourself further away from it. And I was thinking about the Jeep. If you listen to the episode where I talk about how I manifested my Jeep, it was so easy. I manifested that thing in a week. Bam, bam, bam. It was sitting in my driveway. And so I was outside playing with my daughter today, and I was thinking about a desire that hasn't come through for me yet. And when something hasn't come through, there's two reasons why. One, divine timing, and there's nothing you can do about it. Or two, you might still have a block or some mental programming that is keeping you away from this desire. So outside playing with my daughter today, I started to think, okay, maybe this isn't divine timing. Maybe I actually have a block around this. And then it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, I have become so attached to this desire that I'm calling in. So attached. And I thought back to the Jeep and I was like, wow, the reason why the Jeep was so easy was because I had an attitude almost of like, I didn't care if it came. You know, like I could care less if it came. I wanted the Jeep. It would be so fun, but truly it would not affect my life in any way, shape, or form if I didn't have it. And so I realized that with this desire that I'm calling in, and I'm not going to share the desire yet because I'm going to protect the energy until it comes in. But with this desire, I realized I had started to attach a need to it, which is keeping me away from it. And I was like, bam, okay, I have a need. What's the need? And so out of nowhere, you guys, I had this amazing download. And the universe just came through me and it was like, here's how you figure out if you have a need around something. You simply ask, why do I need X? And then insert your desire there. Why do I need, here's my example, why do I need this book deal? And then you start going down the train. If you're a mom, you know that sometimes your brain just stops working. Anyway, you just start following the path of what unfolds. So why do I need this book deal? Well, because I want to prove that I'm good enough, because I feel like I have something to share with the world. And if I don't share this with the world, I will feel like I failed myself. And if I feel like I failed myself, I feel like I'll fail my kids. And if I feel like I failed my kids, I will feel like the ultimate failure, something like that. So this came to me out of nowhere, you guys. It's so easy. Take your desire and say, why do I need, and then insert desire. And literally just sit back and see what comes to you. And I did this exercise, I thought back and I did this exercise with the Jeep, and it was like, okay, when I was in the energy of manifesting that Jeep, and I used this super simple idea, why do I need this Jeep? Truly, nothing came through because I truly did not need it. And if nothing comes through for you when you ask why you need the desire, then my guess is that it's just divine timing on why it hasn't come to you yet. But yeah, so, so easy. It's like, bam. And then suddenly I unlocked all of these things around this desire that I'm calling in that I had no idea were even lurking. It's so fun how this just gets to be so simple and easy. Because truly, it does. It's so easy. It's so simple. And right around the time, here's another synchronicity that I'm going to share with you guys. Told you I'd start sharing them more. Right as I discovered this, like right as the idea came to me, Keith texted me and he was like, I just saw 10 angel numbers basically in a row on license plates when I was driving. And then it turned 11:11 on the clock. Bam. Bam. Like, how is that for a random Thursday? So cool. So cool. So to recap, if you are a creative and you're calling something in around your craft, pick something else that you desire that has nothing to do with your craft. What's your dream car? What's your, something I manifested lately was an Apple Watch. What is something that you truly, deeply desire, but has nothing to do with your craft? And just start playing around with it. Play around with, see how detached you can become from that desire, okay? Because that way you'll get to know your process. And when you get to know your process around something like that, then you can apply it to your craft and ensure that you are, in fact, detached from your craft. It's kind of genius. It's like when your ego is not involved in the thing that you want, things will come to you so freaking fast. They're going to just fly at you and you're going to be flabbergasted. Like, it's truly amazing. So manifest something that has nothing to do with your ego. And then apply, why do I need this, to it. And just sit back and see what comes up. It's going to be crazy. You guys are going to be like, holy shit. Where has this simple phrase been my whole life? Okay. Hope that was super helpful for you guys. I know that it just changed my life. I'm going to keep you updated on how this pans out. And I will say that the thing I'm calling in is like pretty major, but I also at the same time believe that it doesn't have to be major. Like, it can be easy and fun and fast. Okay. So I will keep you updated, but you guys also keep me updated. Tell me, DM me if you use this and something comes into your life so fast. I want to know about it because I know that this does not apply to me. It's the way the universe works, and it's so cool. So anyway, let me know how this works for you. Oh my God, my brain today. And thank you guys so much for listening. Feel free to share with friends, family, anyone who might have a block around what they're calling in. And as always, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.